Lisa Pereira is with us once again with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Photos of Taoiseach Micheál Martin and his new cabinet, as well as maps of Ireland covered in red, are all over the newspapers this morning. There's consensus in the coverage of Storm Éowyn. It's dangerous. Hurricane force winds in worst storm for 60 years, says the Irish Independent. Dread alert, says the Irish Sun. There's a danger in thinking that this is just like any other storm, says First Minister Michelle O'Neill in the Belfast Telegraph. This is a red alert. From East Cork comes a very different storm story. The Irish Daily Mirror is reporting on a huge fin whale whose carcass washed up onto Ballinclamper Beach close to Dungarvan at least 4 days ago. A spokesperson for the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group said it's not known how the 20-metre whale died, but they believe it may have been dead for at least 2 weeks before they became aware of it. A spokesperson said they're hoping Storm Éowyn will wash the giant carcass back out to sea. Turning to the election of Micheál Martin and his new cabinet, there's a range of headlines. Profound honour as Martin finally appointed Taoiseach, says the Irish Examiner. New Taoiseach pledges diplomatic trade offensive with Trump's America, says the Irish Times. Jobs for the boys, says the Independent. And there's a front page photo of lots of men in suits with a few women scattered in between to illustrate the point. The Examiner says Micheál Martin's election came after 2 days of intense drama over speaking rights for independent TDs supporting the government. But that drama is viewed in a positive light in the Irish news. Politics correspondent John Manley writes, watching from north of the border where, in the absence of any real political developments, the Assembly Speaker's remarks on MLA's dress sense makes headlines, it was refreshing to witness some passion, petulance and ultimately progress. It's a reference to a comment earlier this week by Stormont Speaker Edwin Poots that MLAs need to dress more smartly when attending the chamber. Also in today's papers, The Times reports on the arrest of two teenage girls on suspicion of pressuring vulnerable adults to hand over money. On the Oscar ceremony coming up in March, the Irish Daily Mail asks, with fires still blazing in Los Angeles, will anyone dare to throw a party? And that paper's Bridge of Sighs diary from Leinster House returns to yesterday's events in the Dáil. The youngest Fianna Fáil TD, newcomer Albert Dolan, aged 26, had the honour of nominating Micheál Martin for Taoiseach. In a nod to the previous day's uproar in the House, when his attempt to make his maiden speech was interrupted by shouts from the opposition benches, he began yesterday with, as I was saying, prompting laughter from the government benches.
Lisa Pereira.